And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Remember Lot's Wife. I'm going to read two verses of Scripture, first Luke chapter 17 and verse 32, and then Genesis chapter 19 and verse 26. I shall read these verses after we pause in a moment of prayer. I invite you to join with me as we pray together. Our Father, we are grateful today for the privilege of voicing the gospel and telling out the good news of the redeeming grace of our Lord Jesus. We pray today that as the message fills the air, that it might fill the hearts of everyone who listens. Bless, we pray, across this metroplex and wherever this broadcast reaches today, may the Holy Spirit bear the message to every heart, bringing comfort and consolation, bringing hope, bringing courage, and above all, bringing the enlightenment of the Scripture and salvation to those who are lost. We pray especially for those who are shut in, who are not able to be out today, wherever they are. May this broadcast especially bless them. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and for his sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Luke, chapter 17, at verse 32, three words spoken by the Lord Jesus. Remember Lot's wife. And in Genesis, chapter 19, at verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Remember Lot's wife. It is a frightening thing to resist God's call. It is a calamity to get in God's way. Every man, from Pharaoh to Nero, is a testimony of the fact that every person who stands in God's way will be wiped out, will be judged, will be banished, will be destroyed. Every nation, from Babylon to Rome, testifies to the truth of the verse of Scripture that declares, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God. God deals with the sin of rebellion in a way that people remember it for a long time to come. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, at verse 23, we read these words, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. The nation Israel, for example, stubbornly refused to go forward, and God sentenced them to 40 years of trying times in the wilderness. In the book of Numbers, chapter 32, at verse 13, the writer tells us that God consumed, God wiped out the older generation because they were guilty of rebellion, because they rebelled against God's call and against God's commandment to move forward. And beloved, God does not mince words when he warns against the sin of backsliding. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, at verse 38, we read, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Friend, let me say this to you. It is a frightening thing for you to resist the call of God. Take this for what it's worth. It is a dangerous thing to hold back when God says go. It is a terrible thing to keep when God says give. It is a frightening thing to stand in God's way. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. It is a dangerous thing for you to obey God only halfway. If you do not believe this, or if you have forgotten it, I admonish you to remember Lot's wife. Let us observe several things about Lot's wife and see how they are applied to us in our own lives in 1974. Some of you who are listening to this broadcast this moment, in your life there is something missing. There was a time when you were on the firing line for Christ. You were regular and active in Sunday school and church. You served God. You won souls. You gave of your time and your talent and your tithe and your energy and your strength to the cause of Christ. But today, you're standing in God's way, and God must deal with you. Notice, first of all, that Lot's wife was out of God's will. Let me ask you this heart-to-heart question. Are you in the will of God? Is your life pleasing to God? Are you doing the things that bring honor and glory to Him? David Livingstone once said, and I quote, "I had rather be in the heart of Africa in the will of God than to be on the throne of England out of the will of God." Anywhere, beloved friend, anywhere out of God's will is thin ice. If you're out of God's will today, you're in sinking sand. You're on treacherous ground. The late Dr. George Truett said, and I quote, "To know the will of God is the greatest knowledge, and to do the will of God is the greatest achievement." It is a dangerous thing for you as a child of God, as a believer, as a Christian, to get out of the will of God. Saul got out of God's will, and it cost him his kingdom. King David got out of God's will, and he paid for it the rest of his life. Samson got out of God's will, and it cost him his eyesight, and ultimately, it cost him his life. And I would remind you, with all love and yet with all sincerity and with all firmness, that if you get out of God's will, you will pay for it and you will pay dearly. If you get out of God's will, you'll be chastised, and you'll be chastised severely. If you get out of God's will as a Christian, you will suffer, and you will suffer intensely. There is no safe ground outside the will of God for your life. If you find yourself wandering today, if you find yourself slipping away from God's will, if you find yourself going in the other direction, I admonish you to come back to God and back to the Bible and back to the church and get in God's will and serve Him beginning right now, even this moment. A second thing about Lot's wife that we would notice is this. Lot's wife disobeyed God's command. Now, what did God command for Lot and for his family? And remember this. Let me speak to the husbands and to the fathers. Whatever God has for your life is also for your wife and for your family and your children. God said to Lot, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in the plains, but escape unto the mountains, lest thou be consumed." Beloved, when God says move, you had best move. When God says for you to give 10% of your income to Christ and to the church, He doesn't mean 9% or 5% or 1%. God means what He says. When God says thou shalt have no other gods, He means it. When God says thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness, God means every word of it. And the supreme test of your love for the Lord Jesus Christ is this, whether or not you are obeying Him. Are you obeying Christ today? Do you believe for you to turn over and go back to sleep and ignore God and ignore the Bible and ignore Sunday and ignore the church? Do you believe that's obeying God? Do you believe that's in God's will? Do you believe that's pleasing to God? Absolutely not. The way for you to please Him and to show your love is to obey Him and to abide by His principles of attending church and worshiping Christ and putting God first in your life. A third thing about Lot's wife is this. Lot's wife presumed upon the mercies of God. Perhaps she sold herself on the idea that God did not really mean what He said. Or maybe she said to herself, "God will not hurt me. God will not destroy us because we have Uncle Abraham praying for us." But beloved, God is no respecter of persons. And it is a dangerous thing, I repeat, it is a dangerous thing to presume on the mercies of God. The rich fool presumed on the mercies of God. And he said to himself, I will build bigger barns. I will store up my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast many days. Thou hast much goods. Take it easy. And the Bible says, in that night, the voice of God spoke to him and said, Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And then, whose shall all these things be? Let me ask you this pointed question. If the death sentence should come to you tonight, if the voice of death should come and speak to you and claim you, what about your life? What about your destiny? What about your future? It's dangerous for you to say, I've got plenty of time. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Beloved, don't presume on the mercies of God. A fourth thing that Lot's wife did, she was attached to the things of the world. God's word is crystal clear on the Christian's relationship to this world system. The Christian, the believer, the born-again one, can no more be at home in this world system than a fish can be at home on dry land. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul admonishes all believers, come out from among them and be a separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Paul further says, be ye not unequally yoked together. Beloved, you cannot and you must not as a believer, as a Christian, yoke yourself to this awful, terrible, sinful world system in which we live. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, at verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul admonishes all believers when he says to us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. That is, be not attached to this world. Be not conformed to this world system, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I repeat, it is a dangerous thing to be attached to this world system. James puts it this way in the 4th chapter, at verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity against God? Whosoever therefore is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. And John in his first epistle, chapter 2, writes, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Beloved, do not become attached to this world system. You cannot please God. You cannot be in the will of God and be in love with this world system. A fifth and final thing that Lot's wife did, and this is the most solemn and the most dangerous of all, Lot's wife stood in God's way. God called Lot out of the world, and his wife stood in his way. Let me have a word to you women listening today to this broadcast. In the days of the so-called women's liberation, let me remind you that the chain of command between you and God centers in your husband. Don't stand in the way when God wants your husband to do a certain thing. Many men today are not in the Lord's work, and not in church, and not serving God, and some not even preaching, when they know they should be, because their wives are not willing to surrender to go where God wants the husband to go, and to do what God wants the husband to do. And, beloved, that is a dangerous thing. Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt. Why salt? All around her was the Dead Sea, and that's the deadest of all dead things. and she became a part of that which was dead of all dead. Let me repeat, it is a dangerous thing for you to stand in God's way or for you to hinder God's work. In the New Testament, there's a splendid illustration of this. In the book of Acts chapter 13, there was a man who was trying to hinder the work of God, and Paul turned to him and rebuked him and declared that God's judgment would fall upon him. And while Paul was speaking, the man was smitten blind. Let me say again, it's a dangerous thing for you to stand in God's way. Remember Lot's wife. She looked back. She stood in God's way. She had a choice to make, and she made the wrong choice. Beloved friend, today you have a choice to make. You can choose to look and live, or you can choose to look and die. It depends on which way you look. I repeat, the choice is yours. But remember, Lot's wife, she looked the wrong way. She made the wrong choice. She was out of the will of God. She presumed upon the mercies of God. She disobeyed the command of God. She stood in the way of the Lord, and God smote her in judgment. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Lot's wife learned that she could not hold on to the world and follow God at the same time. And I want to tell you today, you cannot dabble in the things of this world system. You cannot be a part of this world. You cannot hold on to this world with one hand and to Christ with the other. Let me give you the words of our Lord Jesus. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. Either he will love the one and despise the other, or he will reject the one and cleave to the other." You cannot serve God and Satan. You cannot be happy in the church and in your Christian life and hold on to the world at the same time. This is a lesson that Lot's wife learned. And I admonish you, remember Lot's wife. And beloved, God is giving to you today the power of choice. And God has set before you the way of life and the way of death. And it's up to you to choose the right way. And your choice today, this moment, right now, will determine your destiny. Remember Lot's wife. As we leave the air with a broadcast today, may I remind you that we would be expecting to see you today with us at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Come today, bring the whole family, and let's worship the Lord together in a family affair at Worth Baptist Church. May the Lord bless you as you do. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.